Hi, this is comedian, writer, and KISS fan Courtney Cronin-Dold. And if you like hearing two hot guys talk about KISS, farts, and Vinnie Vincent standing on tanks, then this is the show for you. Turn it up if you love it loud. Podcasts, not farts. It's Shout It Out Loudcast with Tom and Zeus. Okay.
That's right. We're back with another episode of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. This week, going back into some history here from Stonehill. We've been teasing this one for a while, but why not get into it now? What are we doing this week, Zeus?
Our Cancun trip, our sophomore year. Oh, so you're talking, man. 92, 93?
This is spring of 93.
Okay.
If it's our sophomore year, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And by this point, we've already kind of become buddies with our wingmates. We're living in a place called O'Hara Hall. It's Stonehill. Tom had moved down with Murph into Pitts South from Pitts North.
Pitts North wasn't bad enough. Let's go into the deeper bowels of this building.
Yes. And so we all decided, let's go to Cancun. Now,
why not?
I mean,
fucking idiots that we are. We can't even function in the hallway of our dorm room. Let's leave the country.
Yes. Yes. So we're going to talk about the airplane and the airport and the video.
I'm just laughing already.
Yeah. So the first real memory I have is we all gathered at your house before going to the airport together. And then your dad drove us and I had forgotten my passport.
And my dad did his best impersonation of me being pissed off, which is, if people who know my dad, you know where I get it from.
And I remember Tom, in my defense, pulled a Tom on his dad. Dad, you go, oh, that's great. Just yell at my friend, Dad. He's like, what the hell? Who forgot their license, their passport? I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot.
Well, because we all met at my house, because at the time I was the closest to Logan.
Yeah, well, mind you, I'm one town over.
Yeah, Arlington,
10-15 minutes, but still pain in the ass. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
And we already were pre-gaming, as we called it.
Oh, man, it was bad.
Drinking like fucking assholes.
Now, think of this. Hold on. Now, think of this.
Pre-9/11.
Think of this. This is not only pre-9/11. This is pre-internet, pre-cell phone camera, pre-social media. This is when it was cool and allowed to just drink when you're fucking 19 years old or 18. Yes. Or, you know, I mean, like,
you
it was just
that I was able to get my father's video camera.
Yes.
And I had it on the whole trip. So we get to Logan.
Yep.
We're already fucking hammered.
And we're fucking taking videos of people riding around on luggage carts through the fucking lobby of
while drinking and putting like empty keg cases on our heads. And we're like fucking drinking. Ah, I just remember pissing all over those, what used to be called telephone booths, and just, oh, I got to piss. All I did was piss that whole trip.
Well, it wouldn't be a trip if Zeus wasn't performing a variety of bodily functions. Yeah. So
we were drinking, pissing.
And this I was drinking.
Yeah, I was just smashing into people with luggage carriage, drinking. And they're like older people, like just shaking their heads. But there was also a bunch of other college age kids going to Cancun.
Yeah, it was spring break week. That's right. Yeah,
exactly. So we had some older girls from Stonehill that were going that wanted nothing to do with us.
Oh, God. Disgusted.
They looked so embarrassed.
They looked at us the way you would look at like a bum in the subway station, like looking for a nickel. Like that's how they looked at us.
And in addition, there were a group of Bentley girls that we ended up becoming befriending throughout the whole trip. One of them became our buddy's girlfriend for the next 2 years later on.
Yeah, we won't name names.
Yeah. And so we were just drinking, being assholes. We get on the fucking plane.
Oh, boy. I'm still trying to imagine, because me and you have flown recently with the cruises and stuff. This seems like a lifetime ago how just carefree airports were.
It was like Animal House. I'm not joking.
It was.
All of us drinking, screaming, just like, if you're not part of this group, you think, who the fuck are these obnoxious assholes?
You hate us. You hate us.
Oh, people screaming on the plane. Shut up. Shut the hell up. Would you behave yourself? Everyone's like, fuck you. Fucking screaming at people. And at the time, I had a roommate. His name was Sweeney.
Oh. Who features prominently into this story later on. Who, let's be serious, without Sweeney, I don't even know if this would be a story.
So he was a ROTC kid who moved in because my other roommate had left. I didn't kick him out. Remember
Oh, I thought. Who's the fucking Polish DJ?
He lived across the hall.
Oh, that's right. Okay, all right.
Who thought he was like Johnny Basketball?
Everybody's got a fucking nickname.
Yeah. So we're on the plane. They're all fucking throwing shit. We're all drinking, screaming, guzzing beers off there. I'm videotaping this. This is all documented.
Oh yeah.
And
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
I don't know. Do you remember, like at that point, I think you were already with Bridget by that point, right? Sophomore year?
No, we knew each other.
I thought you had a girlfriend that trip.
I think it was probably Jessica, I think, at the time.
Okay. So you had a girlfriend at the trip.
Yeah.
On the trip.
I don't know if it was a girlfriend. Yeah.
You were going out of your way to hook up.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm trying to say. But like we were, people were, I was already hooking up with these chicks on the fucking airplane.
Yeah.
Not that there were anything to write home about, but like people were just getting busy. People were fucking around. Everybody was just fucking loud, obnoxious. All right. Plane lands. We land at the hotel. What was the name of the hotel?
I got to jump in here for a quick second. See, yeah. This is why I'm glad that you're here to tell this part of the story, because I had to have already been hammered because I don't even remember the plane landing.
Oh, well, you might remember this. I don't know.
I'm having some hazy memories of when we got to the hotel.
Oh, I know Cancun inside out, believe me, for many reasons.
And the name of the hotel, but go ahead.
You don't remember?
Oh, I remember. Of course I do.
What was the name of the hotel?
Club Verano Beat.
And we used to go, Club Verano Beat?
Yeah, because the people in Cancun goes, oh, you're staying at the Club Verano Beat. We're like, what? Club Verano Beat. Club Verano Beat.
We get there. We check in. Now, mind you, this isn't Podcaster Zeus. This was sophomore year in high school.
Podcaster Zeus.
I'll never forget. I jump out of the window of the bus when it lands because they were taking forever to get out. And I had a ring on. Everybody was wearing rings for some reason back in college. I don't know. And the ring, I still have the scar on my finger.
Yep.
Caught on the windowsill. I jumped, but the ring caught and caught.
The ring caught you.
And I'm like, fuck, whatever. Just still ham it out of my mind. We get into the fucking area. Hold on.
Before we got off the bus, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there like a cooler of Dos Equis on the bus? Where people were drinking on the bus.
Yes.
Which is why I can't drink Dos Equis and I can't drink tequila. And that will feature into the story later.
Yeah.
Too.
It didn't stop from your house until we got there.
That's right.
We get there. Do you remember this? Do you remember me stripping and running through the pool?
Yes.
And then the fucking hotel manager chasing me and around the whole pool. And
the way that
I jumped into the fucking pool.
And the way that hotel was set up, wasn't it like kind of like an open concept? Like you kind of walked. It was weird. It was a piece of shit hotel.
Now, mind you, again, I'll repeat. This was college Zeus, not podcasting Zeus. And it was just that, like, fuck it. No boundaries, no self-control. I guess it's bad enough we were in college without parents. We just heard Cancun. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. So we just jumped in and the guy's yelling at us and stuff. I get out. We go back into our rooms. We already get set up. From day one, all week, nonstop drinking.
That's it. The nonstop
fucking time.
And this is when we could drink like fucking rock
stars. I'll split a case with you and fucking a bottle of Boone's. And then wake up
in the morning. Maybe you puke for a little bit, but you just go back at it right again. There's no hangover. You're not taking naps. It's none of this shit. Yeah. None of this.
A couple incidents occur. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we start hanging out with these girls from Bentley. That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Rye guy hooked up with a girl. Remember, we used to call her, I think she was really hot. We called her Bo Derek. Real hot girl, way out of his fucking league. And somehow they dug it.
He's listening right now. So
I know
nice.
He is. Way out of his league at the time. But poor Rye guy, he's the sweetest guy you'll ever meet. He's a friend.
So
anytime you need, I'm buying around. He was the first one to throw his money down, first one to give anybody a ride. Just
Rye
the
guy's
kindest.
The best. We love him.
Kindest, nicest guy of our group. But he always has stuff happen to him. Yes. And it's always something to do with me. And I didn't mean to, but bad shit happened. So as I was saying, like the whole fucking trip, all I did was fucking drink and piss everywhere.
Bodily functions galore.
Do you remember? We would sit there and we'd be eating at like a beach or a pool.
Yep.
And I wouldn't even say anything the whole time because I didn't want to get up. I just whip out my dick underneath the table and piss. And I would constantly end up pissing on him.
You'd be sitting you'd be like sitting on a bar stool and you just like swivel and piss like it was a urinal in front of you.
Zeus,
what are you doing? You're pissing on me. What are you doing? Go to the bathroom.
And I'll never forget that one photo we did. I pissed on him so much he had to go into the ocean, and he had that fucking, like, Moses towel. Remember he had that red-in thing, Moses towel?
Yeah.
And I remember he went out. We're like, what the fuck is he doing? He's way the fuck out there. And he ended up taking a shit out in the fucking
Literally. We're like, what are you doing? Like, you took a shit in the ocean? And now, and then you see him like try to swim away from it as the wave brings the shit in.
And he had this wonderful way of dropping words that we would just die laughing. He used to just be like, Seuss, look at me. I'm so fucking polluted. Like, polluted? I've got all sorts of toxins in my body. He's just fucking hammered the whole time. And poor guy, I must have pissed on him 3 or 4 times on the table. Ugh. And I apologize to him, but I was just fucking out of it. So, a couple stories. First one is, you know, as we were saying, we're all obnoxious drinking, fucking being idiots. I kept drinking, and every time I'd get up, I'd go to the bar and go to the try to go to the bathroom sometimes. The bar was, you know, in the middle of the hotel, but it also, next to it was like glass windows and a sliding glass door.
Yep.
So yep. At one point I walk by it and I got kind of shouldered by somebody. Now, mind you, I'm not fucking steady on my feet at this point. So I lean into the wall, the glass wall, and like a slow moving motion picture, the glass goes and breaks in a million pieces.
Yep.
The bartender comes, oh, you fucking ruined my glass door. You're going to pay for it. I'm like, I didn't do anything. The guy bumped me. No. My wife saw you. And this is when I was just stupid. And I'm like, well, your wife's fucking blind. Fuck her. And he's like, don't tell you that. The guy kept talking to me.
It's the beginning of the end of Club Verano B.
The guy kept talking to me, and I should have fucking figured it out. I was shit faced, whatever. Next thing I know, 4 guys come out with military uniforms with machine guns. Literally. And they're like, you're coming with us.
Yep.
And luckily, there were a couple of girls there that grabbed Sweeney and told them what happened. Because I'm like, oh, the fuck, how are they going to know my friends? Now, I'm shit faced. I have learned every bad Spanish words or phrases I could ever think of. And I'm screaming this at these idiots.
Yep.
Like thinking I'm smart by doing this.
No.
And yeah. So I this is what I was saying. Stuff like,
I don't know Spanish, so I can't tell you.
Tu madre chingada de perro, like your motherfucker's dog. I learned all this awful shit over the years from a couple El Salvadorian workers at my dad's restaurant.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Teach me all these bad Spanish slang. You know, like, how do you say lick? How do you say ass? How do you say how do you say mom? And I'd phrase these, come up with these phrases. Fucking guys are hilarious. And they would go, oh, you go, Kekun? I hate Mexicans. They all fucking were like, I hate fucking Mexicans. They're all wicked race because they cross the border and they hate the Mexicans.
Yep.
Such assholes. On a quick detour, there was this guy from Peru who delivered like produce to my dad's restaurant.
Yeah.
And the big El Salvadorian guy, he goes, hey, El Guapo, how you doing?
El Guapo.
Fucking ugly Peruan guy. Earlier. The guy finally turns around and says, hey. Why the fuck you keep calling me a guapo? The guy's like, because you are you handsome boy. Like, fuck you.
Because you handsome boy.
just fucking instigators. So they put all these words in my head. And I'm saying all these stupid swears to these fucking patrolmen or taking me somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, fuck you. Blah, blah, blah. Next thing I know, I get pulled into this fucking courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's all dirt, and there are fucking, like, cells around the dirt. Like a fucking Turkish prison. Open it up, put me in. I'm like, what the fuck? Reality hits me. What am I doing here? How the fuck did I end up here?
Yeah, how do you get out?
Exactly. And, you know, I'm everybody you can hear, all sorts of. And the other cell is American cocksucker. Fuck tonight. Yeah, you know,
kind of like a fucking horror movie here. Yeah, it's like, yeah, not good.
So if you want to talk about finding God, did I pray in that cell? Oh, I did.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, about an hour or so later, a guy comes in. He said he was the mayor, And he's like,
of course, that's his nickname.
No. He unlocked the cell and let me out and told me, he's like, yeah, you know, it's, these things are accident. I heard the glass broke. It wasn't, could have been your fault, may not, but I'm not going to leave you in here. So you're all set. Go home. I leave. An hour later, Sweeney doesn't know I got out.
Yep.
He goes there with those two girls that I hooked up with earlier, and they pay $300 to get me out.
I remember this story because the way this story went was that
they scammed them.
The group had split up.
Yes.
And
everybody was hooking up and going off.
Right. Everybody was just all over the girls. Place. Right. And I remember at the time whatever group of people I was with, somebody's like, holy shit, Zeus got arrested. He's in a Mexican prison. And I'll never forget. I'm like, we're never going to see him again.
Yeah.
What did he do? And how is he going to get out?
You know, rumors were to everything. Oh, then I got robbed, supposedly. Yep.
Somebody stole your shoes. Yes, your shoes.
My shoes fell off.
Yeah,
and all sorts of stupid shit. But I got out, ran right into you guys at the hotel, started drinking.
Yep.
So that was one. Being thrown in a Cancun jail is not something you want to fucking ever have happen to you.
No.
That was one. The other second major story is,
well, this is the big story. So let's hold on. Let's do a couple of side stories first.
Okay.
Unless you want to get
a couple other side
stories. Just one funny story about why I can't go near tequila. So there was one day during the week where it was like torrential rain. And I still have pictures of all this, and no one will ever see them except for Zeus. Probably. I still have pictures of
like
old fashioned photo albums. We'd like, you know, take a camera and get them developed. So anyways, there was one day it was like torrential rain. We're like, all right, what are we going to do? So we went to, I want to say it was like a TGI Fridays or it was some bar, and it was on the beach. So you're inside the bar, but like the back end of it was like open. So you could like walk down to the beach. And we're all sitting at the bar. We made friends with the bartender. And obviously, we can't hide it. We're fucking American. So we're sitting there drinking, having a good time. It's like a typhoon outside. So we're not going anywhere. So he starts giving us we start doing like tequila shots. So we're like, we're in Mexico. God. Let's do tequila shots. And then all of a sudden, he says, we got this idea, this funny thing that we do sometimes. And I'm like, what? He pulls out a fucking hard hat from under the bar.
Yeah.
And everybody who puts everybody who does the shot, you put the hard hat on. Okay. You do the shot. He shakes your head with the hard hat on. And the reason you have a hard hat on is then he smashes it with a hammer.
No.
So after you do the shot, you're fucking paralyzed, comatose. And I don't know who else did it, because all I know is I had a few shots and I was never the same again. Puked like in every part of my insides came out of my butt.
Think about how like manipulative that is to like Americans. Like, why don't you put this on?
Fucking exactly.
And he's banging your head with a fucking hammer.
He's banging our heads with a fucking hammer after we're doing tequila shots at the bar. Yeah, I
was nowhere near that scene.
No, that was one of those days where the groups were all split up and all over the place. Yeah, but I can't even, when people order a margarita or even say tequila, I'm like, 30 years later, I can't go near it. Yeah. I can't go near it.
Oh, man. Well, here's the Sweeney story.
This is the big one.
So Sweeney broke off. Remember, there was a couple of girls there that I had hooked up with, and he was helping me, whatever. He ended up hanging out with them, trying to hook up with them.
Yep.
And he got like drunk or something, and he came back to the room
like dead, and stomach out, drunk almost
on the bed. And a couple people, I won't say who.
We're not going to name names here.
Okay. Thought it would be funny, he's passed out, to pour more booze or beer or what down his fucking mouth, open his mouth.
Not knowing that we were going to potentially kill the guy because he's on his back.
He wakes up like half, spits it all out. Everyone's laughing. But guess what everybody else decides to do?
Yep.
Leave and go out, continue to go out. And leave him there.
Left him there. Yep.
Okay. Well, the next day, everybody passed out somewhere else.
Yep.
Nobody knew this stuff. So me and our friend Jimmy, you've heard me mention his name a few times on this podcast before. I'll never forget where we were and how this happened. I always tell you guys the same story.
Yep.
We were at like a KFC. I'll never forget. They played that song, When She Cries. at night. And Jimmy and I were talking about it for some reason. I forget the name of the band, but that's the song that was playing at the KFC in Cancun.
First of all, what a KFC in Mexico. Oh, talk about gambling with your
Restless
life.
Restless Heart. That was the name of the band.
Okay.
So we walk in and we're like, what the fuck is that smell?
Yep. Now, of course, let's quick sidebar. For anybody who's been listening to our show for all these years, you know that nothing entertains us more than any kind of involvement with a bodily function. This might be the king of all stories right here.
We walk into that fucking hotel room. This is Cancun, like fucking 100 degree dry heat.
Yep.
And we're like, fucking stinks. And
what is, yeah. Like,
walk into the bedroom.
Yep.
And there's plops of shit
everywhere.
Like, but making a march to the toilet.
Yeah, like a trail of breadcrumbs to get to the toilet. Yeah.
So the most fucked up aspect of it is that the bigger the shit was, the closer to the toilet.
You would think it would be the other way around. Yeah, so the closer he was getting
to... You can't keep it in. The big plop would come out in the beginning.
Nope.
No, it's almost like he shit purposely backwards and walked backwards from the toilet. So it had to have been Sweeney.
Of course. What did we do?
The funny thing is that kid Ace ended up passed out with him on the bed. We're like, ew. You remember Ace was passed out with him? We're like, he's just shit all over the floor.
Yes.
So we get up and we're fucking chucking.
I have a vivid visual of this entire string of events.
It gets worse.
Talk about right here. I know, but I have this is burned in my brain.
So we're like fucking asshole throwing shit at him. He wakes up. He finds it funny.
Yep.
And's laughing about it.
Yep.
And we're like, you fucking clean this up. Now, there was nothing worse.
I have photos of all of this.
Yes.
All of it.
So he takes the fucking hotel towels.
Nice bright white towels.
And just wipes and smears hot shit all through the
hot Mexican shit with a bright white hotel towel.
And it fucking smears and is the most disgusting.
It's just, I can smell it now as we're talking.
What does he do? He takes the towels and throws it on like the balcony.
On the balcony. Yep.
Like as though, hey, pick this up, maid.
Maid. Yeah.
We're like, what a fucking idiot. We leave.
Yep.
We come back, me and Jimmy.
Here we go.
Before I can put my key in the door, the manager comes up.
Yep.
And the lady's got a fucking COVID mask on, basically.
Because she couldn't breathe.
And he's like, you need to leave. You need to leave. You get out. I'm like, what the fuck's your problem? He's like, Maria, with the mask and
comes
gloves
out
on and pulls out like scene from a fucking trial at the most memorable murder trial, pulls out the secret weapon, holds up
shit stained hotel towels like it's a piece of evidence. And of course, we're all fucking idiots, so we think it's hilarious.
Laughing at him. So he kicks us out. We had to figure out where to live because we're homeless.
So, but here's the irony of this entire thing. You look back at these stories. So we get thrown out of Club Verano Beat.
Yes.
And we ended up splitting up into a couple different hotels, which is ironic because 2 years later, we had to do the exact same thing on campus at Stonehill. We got thrown off and had to move out into separate residences.
Because we can't live together.
But here's the funny thing. This is the part of my brain that kind of shuts off. How did that get arranged? There's no internet. There's no cell phones.
There was somebody from Stonehill that got involved. Oh, you know who did it?
No.
Bilbo was hooking up with that hot senior girl.
Yes.
Who spoke fluent Spanish. She was like a Spanish major. And she was smoking.
She looked like she was like a supermodel.
Yeah. And she made arrangements, called around as like for the college and found us a place to all live. She did it. And I'll never forget, because she went up to one of the girls from Bentley and was like, por favor, señora. And the girl's like, fuck you, bitch. I ain't Spanish.
Imagine. Plus, I'm not helping you with those shitty towels, Stonehill guys.
I never forget it, because Jimmy had always referred to as the mistaken Mexican girl. And she was all offended because she was like, por favor, mi amigos need. She's like, fuck you. Yeah, and Sweeney never lived it down.
Well, because he was given the greatest nickname in the history of nicknames.
Shitty Pie.
That's right.
Where the pie came from, but everyone called him Shitty Pie.
Shitty Pie forever became his name. I think to the point where he had to leave Stonehill.
He ended up getting booted out. He had some issues. He got mad at some kid who was with his sister. And he pulled out a fucking knife. He was a Rotzy guy. Fucking popped his tires or something, slashed his tire. And I remember the fucking campus police had to come to my room and search, and they found the knife, and they're like, booted him out. But in addition to that, he always would wear these disgusting tidy whiteys.
Oh, God. Always just looked like he was just shit.
And his
just
face,
it looks like just. Just all like crusty and just
he was always like all like
a bum
in his white tighties, crusty lips from the morning, like from whatever he ate last night, like chiseled on his face.
Just all gross. You could imagine it's like probably dried shit in his drawers. His
skin was all fucking podcast kiss cruise type skin, kiss cruiser skin. And
the kiss cruise crud.
Yeah. And he was just filthy. Somebody took his underwear.
Oh, God.
Go and ahead. hung it up junior year in the middle of our suite.
And where they put it?
Shitty. Do not ask me how I found a piece of liver, but there was fucking raw liver.
And put it in there so it looked like a piece of shit hanging out of the underwear. This is what we do with our lives.
Raw liver with an underwear. Spray painted Shitty Pie on it.
As we tell these stories, it's amazing how we both have careers. We both have very, very smart children that are doing good things in their life. How the fuck did we get here?
That poor kid never lived down Shitty Pie.
Never.
We have the photos. I don't know. Someone has the photos of the towels with the shit smear.
I have them. I have them all.
He was laughing and smiling and proud of his work.
I have photos in my album from Cancun of everything. And one of the photos is
pull it out.
I will. I'll pull them out. I know exactly where they are.
Oh,
one of the photos is the picture you described of the trail. It's like the trail of tears.
Yeah.
It's the trail of shit. And then the towel and somebody holding up the shitty towels with a big smile on their face.
Exactly.
Like they just discovered like Al Capone's vault. It's like, look what we found.
I'll never forget coming back. And seeing Dean Barber, my man, that fucking cunt, he fucking hated me. Hated me. And I remember he went up to me and he goes, well, you know, Zeus, you know, he called me Zeus, you know, bragging about defecating on a hotel. I'm like, that wasn't fucking me.
So let me ask you this. And this, you're going to have to refresh my memory because this week was fucking so hazy.
Yeah.
How did Stonehill administration find out about this?
Oh, easy. Our fucking idiot lived there and thought it was funny to tell them all about it. And that, remember he worked with
John. Oh, he worked. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and funny to be they're not going to get us in trouble for this. But the fucking guy held it over me. And the story got turned around that it was me that did that.
Listening right now.
Yeah.
You bastard.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, and the irony of this is he's a federal law enforcement agent.
Oh, you fucked it up. You said his name. Dude, if anybody's nervous right now, that kid is fucking walking up.
Edit out his name. Bleep out his name. Go back. Go back and bleep out his name.
Anyway, that was our Cancun trip. That was our sophomore year.
And there's probably so much more that we're missing out. I'm sure when our friends listen to this, they're probably going to go nuts. Yeah.
Our senior year, we didn't go all together. We split up. Half of us did a cruise, and half of us went to South Padre.
Yeah, South Padre. Yeah, me and there was a crew that went to South Padre Island in Texas. That was the spring break hotspot, and that was in 95. And you guys, yeah. and the other half of the people went on a cruise.
One other little small story. Remember there was a guy who fucking looked like Sammy Hagar? And I kept telling Phil, well, we're drinking with Sammy again tonight.
Yeah.
And he's like, who's going to fucking hook up with Sammy?
Yeah.
And then he finally walked up to him and we had him like to his back. And the Sammy guy turned around and was like, hey. And he's like, not fucking Sammy. Fuck
yep.
you.
I remember that. Yep.
I was like, fuck, who's this asshole?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, my God. It was just the best of times when you could get away. The things I think about are just the fucking plane ride, the airport.
Yep.
How quick we would be arrested these days and never be allowed on a plane again.
We probably would have never been allowed back on campus.
Yeah.
Put it that way. You know what I mean? They like if the way the things are now, Stonehill would have found out about this right away. We probably would have been like booted.
I'll leave you guys with the last story of the trip.
Go ahead.
So I told you guys we ended up hooking up. Me and my friend Rye Guy hooked up with a couple girls from Bentley. And they were cute. We went out to dinner with them when we got back. Like, let's hook up and stuff like that. I brought them our video to watch our trip. We put it in, started it. Then we said, okay, let's go out to eat. We come back. Their roommate taped over it.
Oh, my God.
It was a brand new show that they called Seinfeld. And I was like, what the fuck is Seinfeld? You taped over this?
Yep.
And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. It was just in here and I didn't know.
Fucking idiot.
So we lost our trip over Seinfeld.
Damn it. History is cruel.
Till next time. Peace out, Girl Scout.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.